Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. It seems early, but we have had a touch of fall these past few days. As I sit with my coffee, I can see the subtle changes. The impatience and begonias are getting leggy, and some trees have just a bit of leaf change. I am not in a hurry for winter, but a long fall would be nice, and I enjoy the cooler mornings. So, let's get started. On a recent Tuesday, I had cataract surgery on my right eye. At my age, such surgery is pretty common. Almost all of us will eventually get to a point where the physical world we see every day becomes more and more blurry, even when wearing prescription glasses. I could see, even though I qualified for the treatment, but I didn't really realize until the day the eye patch had been removed and I was absent-mindedly looking out the kitchen window at the bird feeders that I focused in on the birds eating, and I realized what I'd been missing. I could see each feather and its various colors. Before, I could see the birds, but not really see the birds. Not the details, not the subtle layering of the feathers or the actual speeding flutter of the hummingbird's wings, hovering as they sucked in the sweetened water. It took my breath away. I have spent many moments in the days since noticing things I could only partially see before. How often do I see but not really see? I think I know and don't really know at all. These questions made me think of Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. This verse comes from what is often referred to as the love chapter. The main message here is that in this world, life is not clear. We don't have the answers. We cannot see the ins and outs of situations, the whys and wherefores of the lives of people involved in the situation. To know and be fully known will only come when our time here has ended. I think the seeing and knowing in this verse goes much deeper than physical sight or what we often think we know about ourselves or others. Situations arise, problems, health issues, relationship problems, on and on. When we are faced with these, we rarely have a complete view. For example, in a relationship, differences arise. It's life. We often think we understand, see clearly our own opinion, and can easily justify it. Often, we also feel we see and understand the other person's opinion and understand it. But do we? Do we see clearly, or is our view only a dim version of our own or the other person's viewpoint? We cannot, do not have all the answers to all the problems, big and small, that life presents us with. So, what do we do? Well, before we dive into a problem head first, let us stop and see what love looks like and know how love behaves. Verses 4 through 8. Be patient, be kind, let go of envy and boasting and pride. Let anger pass quickly and hold no grudge for wrongs done to you, as you hope others will hold no grudge against you. We can only understand love dimly in this world. Living life is the time to learn and practice love and loving as God loves us and Jesus modeled. And remember, love never fails to resolve life's issues in ways we never thought of. We won't understand, see, know how the Lord worked things out as we followed His teaching until we step into eternity. Can you imagine, though, what life would be like if we all took 1 Corinthians 13 to heart and practiced the love of God and the modeling of love by Jesus? That relationship issue I mentioned earlier, let's see. If we looked deeply at ourselves, what life experiences are impacting my opinion? What is the real reason I am upset? Am I holding a grudge, being impatient, unkind, prideful? And am I drawing conclusions about the other person's opinion or behavior when, truth be told, I have no idea what this person is thinking or feeling or what life experiences has left them or him or her injured? If only we would practice loving ourselves and others and let the Lord do the unseen work. Let us pray. I pray, Lord, that in the events of the day that you would guide our actions with your knowledge, your vision. Ours is not clear. Thank you that you see and know in all situations. Help us to do our part in loving as you have taught. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.